We're in for a treat today. We have Hawaiian music brought to you by a group called Mana, and that's the Hawaiian word for spirit. Is that right, Joyce?
Yes, it
is. In Hawaiian. Yeah. And we are going to have you start with a tune called Pua Mana. And what does Pua Mana mean to you?
Pua Mana is a place, it's part of Lahaina. And part of Pua Mana was actually destroyed in the recent fires.
Oh, no way.
So this is why it's a song that's close to our heart. And we want to dedicate this song to all our friends, those who are in Maui, those who have family in Maui, our aloha to those who know or have been around Pua Mana.
Letting that ring out a little bit, mainly because we're recording this also. We're going to make MP3s of the music of Mana. This is the voice of Joyce Alapag. Glenn was accompanying on his bass, and they are native Hawaiians. And for all the people of Hawaii, you rarely meet somebody from Lanai, which is where Joyce is from. And somehow, yes, these two Hawaiians ended up meeting in California and getting married almost 50 years ago next year, right? Your golden anniversary coming up. Congratulations on that.
And thank you.
Let's see. I'm hearing Glenn's voice. Go ahead, speak on your mic.
How's it? How's it, everybody out there in Radio Land? Thank you, Tom, for having us. It's such an honor to be here on your radio station.
And you guys performed at the Sawdust Festival for the Maui fundraiser that was going on there earlier this summer.
Yes, it was.
And
an honor. What an honor to do it.
And you perform elsewhere too, and you like to do worship music in Hawaiian style. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
And where do you play your hula ministry?
Actually, wherever God opens the doors and people ask us to play, we'll be right there with worship.
And you got Saddleback Church here in the local vicinity. And as well as in Hilo, Kalapana, Kona, and Waimea on the Big Island, right?
That's right. Yes, yeah, so when we're in California, we do a lot of the worship Hawaiian style with the Saddleback Ministry. They actually have their own hula ministry. So we either do it at the church or we take the church to the beach and we do it on the beach with our dancers, and it's really nice.
That's excellent. So you have another song lined up here, and it's O-O-W-E-O.
O-O-W-E-O. Glenn, you want to explain really quickly?
Yes. The O-E-O is the hawk that flies over the land and watches over the people, and it's analogous to the mighty Akua, our God above, that watches over the land and the people. And this song came to us while we were in the Big Island, and we had the honor of playing this song one time at the end of the road, just off the side of the road. We were playing, and all of a sudden, the hawk came soaring around us, just gliding around us. And the next thing, another hawk came, and it was such a chicken skin moment that
they like your music.
We remember
absolutely.
It. The vibes went up to the heavens, I guess.
Not to mention the people on the beach that gathered. I don't know if it was for us or for the hawks, but it was a nice gathering.
O-O-W-E-O.
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 So we're going to do this song in Hawaiian, and then we'll sing it in English.
That's going to be a nice recording. Oh, I like it so much.
It's such a beautiful hula. And whenever we sing that in Hawaii, especially, we just have dancers just come up unplanned, and they just come up.
Now, is this an original tune that you made up, or is
no?
Oh, it's been around.
No, it
this was written at a music retreat in Waimea several years ago, and
David Kahiapo and his and other pastors,
friends from New Zealand, from the Māori people, you know, they came up there and they had a music retreat, and they wrote this song up there in Waimea.
That's so excellent. I wanted to bring up that the Hokulea, a Hawaiian sailing canoe, double-hulled canoe, the Polynesian Voyager Society has been setting them out actually since the 1970s. And recently, the Hokulea was taken up to Alaska and has been cruising the coast all along the west coast of the North American continent, or the east coast of the Pacific Ocean, depending on which way you look at it. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be in Dana Point Saturday, November 4th. And Mana, Joyce and Glenn have been asked to perform for the greetings there. How much do you know about that yet?
Well, it's a surprise to us. We don't know very much.
Yeah.
They're still en route. They're still sailing down here.
And there's going to be hula dancers, a halau of some kind there as well.
Yes, well, the protocol is usually we have an oli where they're going to be greeted in Hawaiian. And also there's going to be hula dancers there that are going to be on the landing right there in the harbor.
So and it's at the Ocean Institute in Dana Point, I believe, is the host of this. But all kinds of things are going to be going on. If you got a boat, paddleboard, you're going to want to be in the water when they come into the harbor.
When Hiki Analia came in about, I don't know, four or five years ago, it was awesome because all of the paddlers from the canoe clubs and individual paddlers went out to actually greet the boat and come in with them and escorted them into the harbor.
And this is going to be Saturday, November 4th, so it's coming
up fairly
quick.
Right now, that's the schedule. Yes, it's always weather pending, but that is the schedule. And our involvement at this point is through the Ocean Institute. However, I can't really say much at this time because we're trying to follow protocol, and we're just waiting to hear. But we did tell them we were available, and they did call us several times to make sure we were around.
Yes, I'm sure they want Mana to be playing for them. Your music is so beautiful. And Malia song is Malie. The next one up. Yeah. Is that right?
Malie.
I am so bad. Okay. But thank you for correcting. And why have you chosen this song?
Well, it's a lullaby, first of all. We have three amazing grandchildren, and this particular song Malie reminds us of our youngest.
You want to shout out to their
I certainly do, for all our children, Maile and her son Talani, Kavika and Alexa and their children Lehua and Malie. These are our children and our grandchildren. We just shout out aloha to them. We love them so much.
So I'll let you in a little secret, Tom. When we're in Hawaii, because we live in Hawaii part-time, we miss our grandkids and our family. Then when we come back to California, we miss being in Hawaii, so we bounce back and forth.
And any ohana in Big Island you guys want to shout out to while we're on the air here?
Yeah, my sister Suzanne and my brother-in-law Ruben, one of the last standing Hawaiians that I know of in our family line. They live in Hilo, and it's my sister Suzanne and her husband Ruben Pukahi.
Aloha nui to all of them. Are you ready? So I'm going to try this again.
Malie. Yes.
Okay.
Malie, which means calmness. Be calm. Okay. Kilohana oi na mama, o lui ka polie, me hana I ku anu e. E nani lua ole, ku vehi o nalani, ke ilohana au.
I can smile when it's raining and touch the warmth of the sun. I hear children laughing in this place that I love.
Maloa ke aloha, e kupu ai ha mama, e ulilani oi nau umala mama, aia I ka.
I can smile when it's raining and touch the warmth of the sun. I hear children laughing in this place that I love. I can smile when it's raining,
when it's raining,
and touch the warmth of the sun. I hear children laughing in this place that I love. In this place that I love.
Talking about chicken skin music, that was so beautiful.
That song it brings a lot of emotion to me as well. I picture my grandchildren, I picture my children, and I picture my family, my sisters, my brothers. Yeah, it just brings a lot of memories, that song.
I love it so much, and we're going to continue on, if you don't mind. And I was thinking I might be able to pronounce the name of this next song. Million Moons Over Hawaii.
You got it.
I probably said Hawaii wrong, though. Hawaii.
You know, we chose this song because we had an opportunity to perform this song a couple of weeks ago for a very large hula recital. And this song has such a nostalgic feeling. But a little bit about the recital. We performed this song to these five ladies that flew up from Hawaii, and it was a song that we performed, and they just got up and danced to without rehearsal or anything. And it was so flawless that it was such a chicken skin moment to watch these gracious ladies perform and do the hula to this song, which we never had played it for them before. And I I always ask Joyce to sing this song because this is a song that goes around and around in my head. It's such a good vibes, you know.
Well, I love it very much. Joyce and Glenn Allapock from the group Mana. Joyce and Glenn Allapock, the group called Mana. And I wanted to mention, if folks wanted to reach you, the email address is jallapock@icloud.com.
Yes.
I hope I'm saying that correctly. And you can get a hold of Tommy J, and I'll help you connect if you would love to have them come play for you. They also played for Hawaiian slide steel guitar phenom named Kay Doss, and an album called Awapuhi. So if you look up Awapuhi, which is the flower ginger, Awapuhi album, you'll hear Glenn and Joyce's voice backed up by a Hawaiian slide steel guitar there. And we have two more songs. Are you guys up for keeping on going?
Yeah, keep on going.
All right. And then Glenn, your Uncle Robert song, I heard you might have a story for that.
Yes, this song, I wrote this song of this place in Kalapana. It's called Uncle Robert's. It's at the very end of the road, and it's Robert Kili'i Omalu family that we have been so blessed to get to know over the years. And this song was written in honor of their dad. While he was still living with us, he would ride his golf cart right up to the stage, and he would just park his golf cart, and then I would sing this song for him about this place called Uncle Robert's. And he would just smile, nod his head, and then he would just drive away. But it's such a great place. It's a very, very special place. If you ever get the opportunity to visit Kalapana, at the very end of the road, there's this place called Uncle Robert's. And you don't have to ask, you don't have to look Google for any instructions or anything, because you can find on Google, but you just ask any locals and they can point the direction to you exactly where Uncle Robert's
is. At the end of the road.
The end of the road. I want to share this song because it's a special song for the Gili O'Malo family, especially for Brother Sam and Primo out there.
Junior.
Mm-hmm. And these family members have so graciously welcomed us to their place of music. And anyway, this song goes out to the people in Kalapana.
We want to remind folks that we're actually broadcasting from Laguna Beach. This is a live public radio concert here at the Pearl Street Studios. And while it only broadcasts in Laguna Beach, it is worldwide streamed. And so you can catch it anywhere. If they got reception in Kalapana, they get you guys out there too. And I'm going to.
They got Wi-Fi.
I will put you guys into a podcast later, and then folks can hear your music at any time when it's archived at kxfmradio.org. So I'm going to go back to Mana, Glenn, and Joyce, Alapa.
It's by the sea.
Kalapana, Kalapana.
Yeah, I'm going to Uncle Robert's. Kalapana by the sea.
Kalapana, Kalapana.
When no stranger's there, just Malahini's you and me. Well, down at Uncle Robert's, where the music comes alive.
Kalapana, Kalapana.
Yeah, down at Uncle Robert's, where the music comes alive.
Kalapana, Kalapana.
When one man's vision and brought out, it ain't no jive. Well, standing off what is right and what went wrong, he shared his aloha. You've got to be strong, baby. One gong of gala, Kalapana by the sea.
Kalapana, Kalapana.
We're no strangers here. Just Malahini's you and me. Here we go. Just can let go. Once experienced the aloha, they keep coming back for more. Down at Uncle Robert's, Kalapana by the sea.
Kalapana, Kalapana.
When a stranger's here, just Malahini's you and me. Well, down at Uncle Robert's, where the music comes alive.
Kalapana, Kalapana.
Where the music comes alive.
Kalapana, Kalapana.
When one man's vision and brought out, it ain't no jive. And he's Uncle Robert. Well, he's standing up for what was right and what went wrong. He shared his aloha. You've got to be strong. Yeah, down at Uncle Robert's, Kalapana by the sea.
Kalapana, Kalapana.
When your strangers here, it's Malahini's you and me. are strangers here. Just Malahine is you and me. One more time, here we go. We're no strangers here. Just Malahine is you and me.
So good.
That was so fun.
What's really interesting is all the people here in the studio are dancing hula to all the songs you're doing it. And I know the folks in the radio are really enjoying seeing that. No.
Well, our mainlanders friend that come to visit us in Kalapana have been to Uncle Robert's. It's like one of the experiences it's like a must show them place, you know. And so I know that when we're grooving on this song, I know that they're smiling and they're even dancing as what they would be doing if they were at Kalapana right now. Uncle Roberts.
We love this so much, Joyce and Glenn Alapog. We have one more tune you've selected, and so we're going to go to that before we say aloha for today's show. I'm hoping you're going to come back again for more meles on radio.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah, we're so honored to be here.
Let's go. You chose Waikiki, and besides it being a beautiful song, why did you choose Waikiki?
Well, for one thing, I guess because we are mainlanders now, it lends itself to having this beautiful song, and I can have Glenn explain about this beautiful song. But I do want to throw in that I want to dedicate this song to my sister Irene.
Oh.
My late sister Myrtle and her son Jay, and to also my brother Ben, my brother Sonny. These are my my brothers and sisters that mean a lot to me, and they know what it means to feel the homesickness of Hawaii. You want to tell them about this song?
Yeah, for those of you who have visited Waikiki and had an opportunity to surf in Waikiki. You know, Waikiki is a very popular surf spot, and it was the beach of choice for the royalty family that would surf in Hawaii in the early days. And this song just gives me chicken skin when we perform this song, because there's nothing better than to be sitting on the break out in Waikiki and hearing the sounds that come out of the hotel, and the laughter and the music, the Hawaiian music, just blur out over the ocean. And it's such a special place. The song was written by Andy Cummings while he was touring the United States, way back in the old days, late 30s. And he wrote this song while he was in Chicago, I believe, someplace.
A little homesick.
Someplace
in the deadest of winter, when it was freezing cold outside, and he was reflecting back on his beautiful island of Oahu and Waikiki. And he wrote this song called Waikiki, very, very beautiful lyrics.
Stabbing me just like a dart. It's a feeling heavenly. I see memories out of the past, memories that always will last. All the days that used to be. Oh, Waikiki. At night when the shadows are falling, I hear your rolling surf calling.
to you across the sea. Your tropic nights and your wonderful sighs are ever in my memory. And I recall when I held you in my arms, angel sweet.
So beautiful. Joyce and Glenn Olipog, the group Mana. Mm-hmm. And again, if you want to reach them, you can find them at jolipog@icloud.com. And thank you so much, Mahalo Nui, for coming
thank
in,
you.
Sharing your aloha, your mele. It gave me chicken skin, and I'm just, I got tears in my eyes. It's so good.
Oh, we so appreciate it, Tom. Yeah, this is wonderful.
Any last shout out, because I'm going to play Ke Aloha from the Avapuhi album to as an outro. So, Joyce and Glenn, anything else you wanted to say to the folks listening out there?
Just as a reflection back on the Avapuhi CD that was recorded a few years ago, we want to thank Ke Das.
Absolutely. Very,
amazing sly guitar player.
Very popular, still guitar player, and if it wasn't for him urging us to do a recording, maybe this Afapuhi would never have come about.
That's right.
He chose right to get you guys. All right. Mahalo Nui Loa at KXFM. This is Laguna Tropical Surf. I'm Tommy J, and we're going to continue the Hawaiian music with Mana and Ke Das. This is Ke Aloha.
Que a no